Where spending hours in the sun is a daily summer habit, more and more sunbathers are using sunscreen. But researchers say they also are spending more hours in the sun, putting themselves at continued risk for skin cancer. In Australia, more than 400,000 people are diagnosed with skin cancer each year. In the United States, more than 1 million. Doctors usually remove the cancer surgically. A research team at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, is studying a new skin cream, hoping it may prevent skin cancers by repairing damaged DNA. The team is testing the drug on patients who are taking immune-suppressing drugs for other ailments. Dr. Craig Elmitz is a dermatologist at UAB.
These patients are placed on immunosuppressive medications, and by suppressing the immune system, it accelerates the development of cancer.
The medicine, dimerosine, works to repair DNA, and it's hoped can prevent new skin cancers. Participants spread it on their arms and face and are examined later for new lesions. Dr. Elmitz hopes the cream will work on the general population.
What we hope is that by applying a bacterial enzyme that also repairs damaged DNA, we can reduce the number of abnormal cells, and in so doing, we can reduce the incidence of skin cancer.
In the meantime, the best way to prevent skin cancer is to stay out of the sun during the middle of the day when the rays are strongest, and wear a hat or use an umbrella. Jane Friedman, VOA News, Washington.